Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In Huron County District Court, before Judge Ferris, the legal gears are already grinding for Derek Axel Buchholz. What began as an alleged lapse in judgment, operating a motor vehicle without insurance on Pigeon Road near Grassmere Road in Oliver Township, has now escalated into a formal misdemeanor charge. Buchholz, represented by attorney Michelle Sieve for his arraignment, entered a plea of not guilty. The seemingly straightforward charge carries a punch, potential fines up to $500 a year behind bars. The court isn't wasting any time. Chief Assistant Prosecutor David Wallace on the clock with a deadline of April 11th to present a plea offer in all discovery. Meanwhile, Buchholz, now under the counsel of appointed attorney Andrew Lockhart, must prepare for a critical in-person plea cutoff hearing set for April 30th at 11:30 a.m. Despite the gravity, Buchholz was released on $3,500 personal recognizance bonds. No cash needed up front, but missing that April 30th date, that's a fast track to fines, costs, and a potential trip to jail. The message from Judge Ferris' courtroom's clear. The road ahead for Buchholz is anything but uninsured. And the Department of Natural Resources celebrates 50 years of Tree City USA with annual award of trees to communities. There were 122 communities that were awarded trees, which included some in the Thumb area. The city of Caro was awarded trees for the first time, while several other municipalities received trees before. Some of the cities received trees besides Caro were Bay City, Frankenmuth, Lapeer, Ludington, and Port Huron. Support from the Arbor Day Foundation and the DNR continues to empower communities and tree programs throughout the state. This year's success comes from the continued interest of communities, recertification by communities already within the program, and the addition of some new communities. A newly detected COVID-19 variant, nicknamed Cicada, has made its way into Michigan, but health experts say there's no reason to sound the alarm. The strain known as BA32 is part of the Omicron family and has now been identified in more than two dozen states nationwide. What's catching scientists' attention isn't increased severity, but its ability to evolve. Researchers say the variant carries an unusually high number of mutations, raising concerns about what's called immune escape, meaning it may be better at slipping past protections from prior infections or vaccines. But doctors stress that doesn't mean it's more dangerous. So far, there's no evidence linking Cicada to higher rates of hospitalization or death. In fact, overall COVID activity across Michigan remains low, accounting for just a small fraction of emergency room visits earlier this month. The variant was first identified overseas and is now being tracked globally, often through wastewater surveillance, an early warning system that can detect the virus before outbreaks appear in hospitals. Health officials say the biggest unknown right now is how the variant will behave over time. Meanwhile, vaccination rates in Michigan have dipped, with fewer than 1 in 10 residents receiving the latest updated shot. Medical experts emphasize that vaccines still offer strong protection, especially against severe illness. Globally, the variant is currently classified as under monitoring, not a variant of concern. Bottom line is, this is a reminder COVID-19 hasn't disappeared, but it's changing. For now, experts say awareness, not panic, is the right response. And we'll be back right after this.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, C. Seabourn Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of VanEck. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seabourn Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with a look at more news. U.S. defense analysts are raising alarms over a potential new nuclear age as geopolitical tensions shift global security dynamics. Recent reports suggest the current conflict in Iran is prompting neighboring nations, including Japan and South Korea, to reconsider their longstanding non-nuclear stances. The administration is facing pressure from both sides of the aisle to clarify its diplomatic strategy. Critics argue that the current trajectory could destabilize decades of non-proliferation agreements, while proponents suggest a stronger nuclear deterrent is necessary in an increasingly volatile region. And the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky released satellite imagery today alleging that Russian satellites monitored U.S. bases in the Gulf just days before the incident in Iran of their attacks. Zelensky claimed the evidence suggests a high level of intelligence sharing between Moscow and Tehran. The Ukrainian leader urged the international community to recognize the global nature of the threat and increase support for his nation. Russian officials have dismissed the allegations as baseless propaganda, asserting that their satellite activities are strictly for national defense. And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and we'll return right after this with a look at our precision weather forecast with Steve Adamson.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.